Welcome to The Found Project, a collaboration between Let Her Speak and Ashley Gurley Photography in celebration of Women's History Month. Our mission through this project is to show women that when we rest, we are found. Our best self comes bubbling back to the surface, and we are reminded of who we truly are without the noise of the outside world. I would like to introduce you to Sarah Shortz, who feels found in nature.
I do not remember resting much as a child. I wasn't taught to rest. I was taught to go and to achieve, but I did find moments of rest anytime I was in nature. My school had a really beautiful nature trail, and I liked to escape in there and hide and wander really slow and look for gnomes and hang out in trees. I think I discovered my restful activity as a child. I didn't have many places where I felt like I belonged or was seen and accepted, and I often found myself in nature. And in nature, I always felt very held and safe and loved, and it was a place where all of my curiosity was welcomed and cultivated and fostered, and I just felt very safe. And that's still what I love about it. Being in nature is a place where I get to just be, where I can let my guard down, where I feel very connected and creative and curious, and where I can wonder and wander and really deeply rest. So when I don't rest, I notice that my heart gets really closed off and my body gets really clenched and tight and is bracing. And I start to operate from a space of fear and scarcity and rushing. And my mind gets very black and white and rigid and doesn't have space for creative solutions and kind of loses sight of all of the things that I have in my life to support me. When I'm moving slowly in nature, my most restful activity, my body begins to relax. My nervous system begins to settle. My heart begins to expand and grow warm. My brain begins to move more slowly and to feel more curious and to see more solutions and more possibilities, to hold space for experimenting and mistakes. And I just feel more at home in the world and more connected to myself and everything else. After I rest for a while, life is like this. It feels joyful and peaceful and easeful. And I trust that I'm supported and guided and that everything is unfolding exactly as it's supposed to. And I feel loved, and I'm able to receive all the good things in my life. It is not good when I do not rest. I start rushing around from a really ungrounded place. I start not caring for myself well, which means that I don't care for all the parts of my life well. It means I don't care for the people in my life very well. And I'm not able to tend fully to what matters most to me. And I'm no longer the person driving my life. This primitive, rushing person starts to take over, and she's just running around, doing all this stuff, spinning around in circles, not really getting anything done. I'm working on having markers in my life to remind me that it's time to rest. I'm a person with ADHD, and I really struggle with managing my time and myself. So I'm working on establishing markers outside of myself, like reminders on my phone that I will actually listen to instead of just turn off and do something else instead. But I definitely notice like alarm bells going off inside of my body that let me know it's time to rest. And it can be like my mind getting really anxious or negative, telling me unkind things about myself. It could be like a clenchedness in my body. Or it can be that I just feel really, really tired. And a marker outside of myself that I'm really thankful for to remind me it's time to rest are really good friends who are like, hey, Sarah, you're kind of spinning out right now. What do you need? And they know what I need is to find my way into nature, to sit by a tree or to wander slowly down a path or to sit by a body of water. So my time in nature is like the number one priority for me outside of like eating and drinking water and sleeping and taking care of the small human that I'm raising. And so I'm fortunate that I get to live in a really beautiful place. So I weave spending slow time in nature into my day every day. Often it's just a few minutes that I get to go outside and like sit next to my favorite tree or just wander around in a field and notice what's growing or what's blooming or what's interesting in the starkness of the death of winter. But I try to tend to that part of my life before I do anything else in my day to make sure that it happens. I feel really excited that the location for my photo shoot is at my home. I get to live in a beautiful piece of property surrounded by cedar forest with these large boulders that just seem ancient. And I think often people feel like they need to wear specific clothes to be in nature. This joke, you don't have to dress like a park ranger to like work in the outdoors, and you don't have to be dressed head to toe in technical gear to go walking in the woods. And I just love the idea of wearing a really beautiful dress and a crown in the woods, getting to express these different parts of me, integrating these different parts of me all together, the part of me that likes to be beautiful and feel like a queen and feel elegant, and the part of me that wants to lay on the earth and listen to the wind and watch the leaves dance and listen to the bird song, that they all belong. They all belong in me. They all belong in my life. And I hope that when people look at this, they can see what it feels like to be at rest in nature, to see the peace that comes over our nervous system, our minds, our bodies, when we allow ourselves to just rest and be in nature and take in the experience through our senses. I hope that they can see that, like see how that feels in the image. And I hope that they can see, I hope that they might glimpse a way of being integrated, a way of integrating all of their parts, and begin to wonder about how they can weave all of themselves throughout their lives.
If you enjoyed listening to this story, check out letherspeakusa.org and follow us at letherspeakusa for more from the Found Project and other initiatives to elevate and celebrate women's voices and truth. This project is produced, edited, and scored by the very talented Travis Tench of Oak Hill Audio. The Found Project is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, the Knoxville Entrepreneur Center. A special thank you to Ashley Gurley for her amazing photography and collaboration on this project. Please visit ashleygurley.com to see more of her incredible work.